श्री पासनाथाना भात रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भात दास रघुनाथ. The instructing spiritual masters are Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Bhat Raghunath, Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhat Goswami, and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. Echai Guru Shika Guru Jayamar Thans Parapara Padme Koti Namaskar. These six are my instructing spiritual masters, and therefore I offer millions of respectful obeisances unto their lotus feet. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. By accepting the six Goswamis as his instructing spiritual masters, the author specifically makes it clear that one should not be recognized as a Gaudiya Vaishnava if he is not obedient to them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world for 48 years. The first 24 years of his life are called his Adi Leela. In the Adi Leela, we read about how the Lord had sent many of his intimate eternal associates to this world to prepare for his coming. Such great souls as Nilambara Chakravarti, Jagannath Misa, Shachi Mata, Madhavendra Puri, Ishwara Puri, Advaita Acharya, Srinivas, Haridas Thakur, all of these eternal residents of Goloka appeared just to prepare everything for the coming of the Lord. And then it describes the divine conception of Shachimata. And then on that most celebrated of all nights, the full moon night of the month Phalgun, the Lord Sri Krishna appeared as the beautiful son of Shachi Devi. And that is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then it describes his childhood pastimes, his pastimes as a youth, his marriage to Lakshmi Devi, and while he was traveling in East Bengal making disciples, preaching the glories of the Lord, Lakshmi Devi was bitten by the serpent of separation, and when he returned, his mother requested that he marry again, and thus he married Vishnupriya. And the beautiful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Grihastha life are described. And at the age of 24, he left his mother, who was aged. She was over 70 years old. She was a widow, and she had no other children. All she had was one daughter-in-law, Vishnupriya, who was only 16 years old. But for the sake of providing his causeless mercy to the world, he accepted the sannyas order of life. He went to Katwa, where he received sannyas from Srila Keshava Bharati Maharaj. And at that junction, when he took sannyas, the Madhya Leela begins. The Madhya Leela describes how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas on his way to Vrindavan, Lord Nityananda tricked him to going back to Santipur, meeting his mother and all of his friends. And upon his mother's request, he decided to settle in the holy place of Purushottam Kshetra, Niladri Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. He spent some time there, and then on the plea of finding his elder brother, Shankararanya Swami, who previously was Vishwarup, after taking sannyas and leaving home, he decided to take a tour of South India. This lasted several years. He traveled to all the holy places, to all the holy people, and he converted literally hundreds and thousands, millions of people to his Nam Sankirtan movement. He also met Sri Ramananda Rai. He discovered the Brahma Samhita and the Krishna Karnamrita during his travels. Then he returned to Jagannath Puri, and for some time he was remaining there. And every year for the Rath Yatra ceremony, all the devotees from Bengal would come to Puri to spend several months with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it describes the beautiful dancing, chanting, and festivals they would have together. Madhya Leela also describes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great longing to go to Vrindavan, how on many occasions he tried. And on one occasion, en route to Vrindavan in the village of Ramakeli, he met Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. And then, of course, Sanatan advised him to go back because there was a large crowd with him. And after some time, he journeyed to Vrindavan. And there, it was a grand reunion. Krishna was returning to Vrindavan. The leaves, the trees, the river Jamuna, all the animals, everyone was so happy to meet Krishna again. And there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the ecstasy, highlight of his love, he simply immersed his consciousness in being in the holy abode of Sri Brajadham. And then he returned to Jagannath Puri. And after some years, the Madhya Leela was 6 years. Then he began to very much withdraw himself from the public scene and enter into very, very, very deep and uncontrollable feelings of separation. And at that junction, the Antya Leela begins. For 18 years, he did not leave Jagannath Puri during the Antya Leela. He simply remained in the divine meditation of Sri Radharani's love for Lord Sri Krishna. So the Adi Leela is the first 24 years of his life, and the Madhya Leela and Antya Leela are his second 24 years of his life. Throughout all the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he taught the greatest scholars, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he defeated Keshava Kashmiri, Prakashananda Saraswati, Venkata Bhatta. He instructed Sanatan, Rupa. In this way, the most elusive of all his teaching, of all teachings throughout the history of all creation, emanated from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But during his whole life, he only wrote with his own hand 8 verses, and that is the Shikshastakam. And he specially spoke to Rupa and Sanatan and told them that everything I have spoken, everything I have said, I am entrusting to you to put into writing, to make it available for all classes of men for all time. Therefore, anyone who claims to be a devotee of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who does not very rigidly worship the lotus feet of the 6 Goswamis and carefully study their literature, is not at all to be considered a genuine Gaudiya Vaishnava. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining here, or Srila Prabhupada, that by accepting the 6 Goswamis as his spiritual master, the author specifically makes it clear that one should not be recognized as a Gaudiya Vaishnava if he is not obedient to them. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at one time Sanatan Goswami, because he was suffering from a very, very terrible physical ailment, he considered himself so polluted and useless that he wanted to commit suicide. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him, no. He said, I must do many special things through your body. Through you, I will reveal all the holy places of pilgrimage in Vrindavan to the world, which have been essentially forgotten. Through you, I will establish beautiful temple worship and teach the world how to worship the deity and see Krishna in this way. Through you, I will establish the highest principles of exemplary Vaishnav conduct, in which all devotees should follow in the footsteps. And especially through you, I will extract the essence from all the scriptures and establish the path of pure devotional service. So these were the four, you should take note of this, it will be on your test. These are the four essential instructions that were given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatan Goswami, to Rupa Goswami, and of course the other four Goswamis, the six Goswamis, they simply dedicated their life for these four things. Who remembers what they are? What is number one? To excavate and reestablish the holy places of Vrindavan. Two is to establish temple worship. Three is to establish the highest example of Vaishnav conduct and etiquette. And four is to extract the essence of all the scriptures of the world to establish that prema bhakti, pure devotional service, is the ultimate goal of life and how to achieve it. So all of the great devotees of the Lord in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are gaining their information from the six Goswamis of Brajadham. For instance, we are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, but where did this information come from? It came from Raghunath Das Goswami, who heard from them, and Rupa Goswami. Every chapter, Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ends, Sri Rupa Raghunatha Padayara Akaridas, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohi Krishnadas. That falling at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, I, Krishnadas, narrate Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Chaitanya, all of the great histories and biographies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are directly or indirectly coming through the grace of the six Goswamis. They were his divinely empowered representatives on this earth. In fact, recently we were reading about when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing at the Rath Yatra. So beautiful he was dancing. And he was chanting a particular prayer of separation of Radha in her mood of love for Krishna. And it was in codes, and nobody could understand what it meant, except Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar was none other than Lalita Sakhi. And in Goloka Vrindavan, Lalita Sakhi is always aware of every emotion of Srimati Radharani so that she could be right there to serve her. So Swarup Damodar could always understand the purport to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic symptoms, but nobody else. They were very, very private and very, very confidential. But at one time, Rupa Goswami, he wrote in beautiful handwriting on a palm leaf, the purport to that verse. And he put it in his thatched hut and went to take bath. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar Goswami came at that time to the hut. And he happened to see that verse. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read it, he was his heart was filled with ecstasy. And he turned to Swarup Damodar Goswami and he said, how is it possible that Srila Rupa Goswami has intimately understood the most confidential part of my heart. And Swarup Damodar says, I could understand it is because you have completely bestowed upon him your infinite causeless mercy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned towards Swarup Damodar and he said, yes, what you are saying is correct. When I met him and his brother at Prayag, because of their humility and their great sincerity to surrender their lives to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, and because I saw that they were certainly qualified and capable, and they were full recipients for my mercy, he said, I bestowed upon them my full mercy to broadcast the essence of my heart to the world. So this is the glorious position of the six Goswamis in Vrindavan. And here, Krishna Das Kaviraj is humbly falling at their lotus feet. As he does after every single chapter, he ends by falling at the feet of the six Goswamis, giving all credit to them. When we read Srila Prabhupada's books, when we read Srila Bhaktipada's books, or even the books by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, translations of Vishwanath Narottam Das's beautiful songs, we should know that what they are saying is all coming through the via medium of the six Goswamis. Srila Prabhupada described to us on many occasions that we should pray to the lotus feet of the six Goswamis to kindly always protect us and help us in our Krishna consciousness. Bhagavaner Bhaktiyata Srivas Pradhan Thansabhara Padapadme Sahasra Pranam. There are innumerable devotees of the Lord of whom Srivas Thakur is the foremost. I offer my respectful obeisances thousands of times unto their lotus feet. Here we find something very beautiful. First, he is offering his obeisances to the two types of spiritual masters, the instructing guru and the diksha, or initiating guru. And here he is personally describing his indebtedness to all of his instructing spiritual masters. In other words, he's taking the dust of the feet of all of the Vaishnavas on his head before he begins this great work of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And of course, we should learn to follow in his footsteps by learning how to glorify and truly appreciate the mercy of the Vaishnavas.
Adwaita Acharya Prabhur Angsa Avatar Andrapada Padme Koti Puranati Amar.
Adwaita Acharya is the Lord's partial incarnation, and therefore I offer my obeisances millions of times at his lotus feet.
Nityananda Raya Prabhu Swarupa Prakash Tandrapada Padma Bando Yandra Munidas.
Srila Nityananda Ram is a plenary manifestation of the Lord, and I have been initiated by him. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. We told the story on the first day of how Lord Nityananda appeared in a dream to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and mercifully cast his glance upon him and told him, go to Vrindavan. All your desires will be fulfilled. According to here, we find that this was the initiation of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Because he pleased Lord Nityananda by defending his good name, Lord Nityananda accepted him as a personal disciple and gave him instruction. And of course, the seal of the initiation is not just the ceremony. The seal is when the disciple follows the instruction. That's when the initiation is actually sealed. When we take initiation, we take a vow to be obedient to the guru. The guru gives an instruction, and when we follow that instruction, of course, it's a continual process. Then the initiation is confirmed, truly confirmed. Formally, as far as a formality is confirmed, after the second initiation. But in spirit, it is not. In spirit, it is confirmed when the devotee surrenders to the order of Guru. And the spirit is far more important than the formality. The formality is only a facilitation to create that spirit of that loving exchange between the spiritual master and the disciple. So here, Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining that Lord Nityananda is initiating Guru.
Gadadhara Panditadi Prabhur Nija Shakti Thansaparacharane Mura Sahasra Pranati.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the internal potencies of the Lord, of whom Sri Gadadhar Prabhu is the foremost.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Swayam Bhagavan Tanhara Padaravinde Ananta Pranam.
Lord Sri Krishna, even if you don't know Bengali, just the sound of this is so beautiful and sweet, it can completely conquer one's mind. This transcendental sound vibration is filling the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Swayam Bhagavan Tanhara Padaravinde Ananta Pranam.
Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the personality of Godhead himself, and therefore I offer my innumerable prostrations at his lotus feet. We find that before he approaches to offer his obeisances at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first he prostrates and offers his obeisances to those devotees who are near and dear to him.
Savarani Prabhur Koriya Namaskar Echai Tenho Yoiche Koriye Vichar.
Having offered obeisances unto the Lord and all his associates, I shall now try to explain these six diversities in one. Purport. There are many unalloyed devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all of whom are considered associates surrounding the Lord. Krishna should be worshipped with his devotees. The diverse principles are therefore the eternal paraphernalia through which the absolute truth can be approached.
Yadyapi amara guru chaitanya radas tathapi janiye ami tanhara prakash.
Although I know that my spiritual master is a servitor of Sri Chaitanya, I know him also as a plenary manifestation of the Lord. Purport. Every living entity is essentially a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the spiritual master is also his servant. Still, the spiritual master is a direct manifestation of the Lord. With this conviction, a disciple can advance in Krishna consciousness. The spiritual master is non-different from Krishna, because he is a manifestation of Krishna. Lord Nityananda, who is Balaram himself, the first direct manifestation or expansion of Krishna, is the original spiritual master. He helps Lord Krishna in his pastimes, and he is a servant of the Lord. Every living entity is eternally a servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Therefore, the spiritual master cannot be other than a servant of Lord Chaitanya. The spiritual master's eternal occupation is to expand the service of the Lord by training disciples in a service attitude. A spiritual master never poses as the Supreme Lord himself. He is considered a representative of the Lord. The revealed scriptures prohibit ones pretending to be God, but a bona fide spiritual master is a most faithful and confidential servant of the Lord, and therefore deserves as much respect as Krishna. Sakshat dharitve nasamasta sastre. That the spiritual master should be worshipped as Krishna himself, because he is in the position like a viceroy. When the king does not personally come to a place, a foreign land, he will send the viceroy. And it is the duty of the citizens to treat the viceroy as they would treat the king. Any offense against the viceroy is an offense against the king, and any gift you offer to the viceroy is a gift given to the king. But if the viceroy thinks that anything is for him, then he loses his position. The king will not tolerate that. So in the same way, the spiritual master is simply the surrendered servant of the Lord. And because of his surrender, he's very dear to the Lord. In fact, he is more dear to the Lord than the Lord himself. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was preparing to leave for his South Indian tour, he brought his devotees together to ask their permission. It is described in the Bhagavatam that the absolute truth is avijja and swaraj. That means infinitely independent and all-knowing. So why the Lord is asking permission? Because he explained to them that I am simply bound by your love. I am subordinate to your love. He said, to give up my own body would not be difficult for me, but to give up your association is too painful to even consider. It's worse than death. Therefore, I can understand that my love for you is far greater than my love for myself. The beauty of the nature of Krishna is that he completely gives himself 100% to the love of his devotees. Therefore, the devotees are more dear than Krishna. And the spiritual master is that devotee who is taking all risks, making great sacrifices just to help others to love Krishna. Therefore, he is the topmost servitor of Krishna. And the disciple must see the spiritual master in this light, that he is the topmost servitor of Krishna. It is elsewhere explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking to Haridas Thakur and he's revealing his mind. He's weeping. He's saying, I have no peace of mind. I'm in so much anxiety. In Kali Yuga, people are suffering so badly due to ignorance and illusion. The Supreme Lord, like a father, he feels great pain when he sees his own children suffering due to ignorance. And Haridas Thakur, being a perfect servant, he said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that my Lord, just that you have come to this world and chanted the holy name is enough to liberate all the universe. And in this way, Srila Prabhupada explains that Haridas Thakur wanted to pacify the pain in the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the pain of seeing his children suffering due to Maya. And he says, and therefore there is no greater service that one can render to the Lord than this, helping him to bring his children back home, back to Godhead. And the spiritual master is one who is taking all risk, who is willing to die for the sake of bringing others back to Krishna. And therefore the spiritual master is most confidential servant of the Lord. And as we treat the Guru, that's how we treat God. Sakshat dharitvena samasta sastra. That we should worship the Guru as we worship God. But here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is confirming it. The spiritual master. And of course, he's talking about all of these great souls who are inspiring and enlivening him in Krishna consciousness, that these spiritual masters should be worshipped as good as God. But at the same time, one must always understand that the Guru is always in the position of servant. Why do we worship him as good as God? Because he is so dear to Krishna. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamani. What does that mean? What is the translation? Say it clearly.
I offer my obeisances to the Guru who has dear.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master. because he is most dear to Krishna, having taken shelter of his lotus feet. This is why we worship him as good as God. And this is why we see our guru as the representative of God. Quotes Prabhupada often saying, guru is heavy. What does that mean? Let's explain. If you put everyone else's opinion on one side of the scale and you put the guru's opinion on the other, the guru's outweighs all others' opinions. All philosophers, all scientists, all professors, everyone. Why? Because his word is the word of God. Any questions? This reading where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami very, very clearly describes exactly how the spiritual master should be understood as non-different from Krishna. So please be here tomorrow for this very, very important and wonderful narration.